If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk and welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. If you want to check out Helen and Bill Thayer and the Adventure Classroom and all of their books, you can go to Helen's website, www.helenthayer.com. You can order all the books. If you order the books from Helen's website, she'll autograph them for you and send them right off to you. And for the rest of the show, that's another hour to go here. Phone lines are open, and if you've always if you had a question you want to ask Helen or comment or whatever, you're welcome to call in and join the party this hour. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And I know if you need to be in touch with Animal World outside of the show, the Animal World website is www.marthanorwalk.com. You can find current events there. You can find all our shelter listings on the homepage. There are links to all of our advertisers, links to the audio archives, past shows, links to the stream, and all kinds of great stuff for you there. And you can also shoot me an email via the website. Click on Contact Martha or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. But you can anytime now use our live email address because I police that as well. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. If you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And remember, we are still looking for some volunteer call screeners. We've covered the bases now. Ahmad is here and will be filling in the call screening chair on the last Sunday of the month to cover for Kathy and Christy when they take over the show and run away with it. They're doing such great stuff. That, of course, would be next week. But we're looking for at least another backup call screener. So if you're interested, send me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call at 360-217-7258. And woohoo, our most popular guests ever, adventure travelers, Helen and Bill Thayer, are here. If you've missed our discussion so far, you're definitely going to want to pick up the archives and listen after Rhonda gets them up on the website. And I'm so excited that Charlie's story is coming out, and that's going to be in the fall. And then after that, you say you've got another book planned.
Yes, Bill and I, as a two-person team, walked 4,000 miles across the Sahara Desert from Morocco to the Nile River.
Did you say 4,000 miles?
Yes.
And I know we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. We've done some slides and stuff on this track. Now, what was 4,000 miles across the Sahara? Was this? Did you have to get permission to do that?
No.
And so forth. And is this something other people have done? Or
No, nobody has done that route that we took, and because we had to get visas for each country because we crossed all the Sahara countries.
So 4,000 miles crossed all the Sahara countries, and how long ago? When did you make this trip?
This trip was in 96, 97.
So that's 96, 90. So that's like 15 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. But, well, now how come you didn't write about this? Was that before the Gobi?
That was before the Gobi.
You walked Sahara before the Gobi, but
yes.
Yet you've written the story of the Gobi, walking the Gobi. Mm-hmm. Why haven't you written the Sahara?
Well, the Sahara was so difficult. It was long. It was over 7 months long, and it was very, very difficult. It had so many things happen to us. That when we came home, I said to Bill, there's no way I can, at that point, I thought I would never write it. Because in order to write a book, you have to relive the story.
Yeah.
And I relive my stories, my adventures in living color as I write. And I couldn't see myself going through that trauma again. But now enough time has gone by, I feel very comfortable with going back and writing the story. Because all the memory is certainly still there, the details are still there, and so now I'm ready to do it.
All right. Well, before we go into more details, I always say phone calls take priority, and we've got a regular listener that's been chiming in a lot lately, and we've got Jackie on the line. Jackie, welcome to Animal World. Have you got something to say to Helen and Bill?
Yeah, hi, Martha.
Hi.
Love your show as always. You know, it's funny, Martha, because last week when you said they're your most favorite people, I thought, my goodness, you've done so many amazing people with interviews. They must be really special. And now I know why. I'm like, wow, I'm blown away. Helen and Bill, you are so inspiring. I can't tell you how my heart is just so. It just shows how you can do anything. It's just so incredible. And I just, you know, I was wondering, like Helen, you know, being a woman, you know, going out there completely by yourself, it's so incredible because you're like a shero. I mean, you're really trusting your
a
own
shero. That's true. You are a shero. That's
is.
A great word. Woohoo!
Yeah, well, she's a shero.
I mean,
she might
away.
Be part she wolf too. I think.
Yeah, there we go. Shero. Yeah, exactly. You hit it right on the head. And you're just, both of you are just so inspiring. And Helen, I, was wondering, you know, what do you attribute your incredible courage to?
Well, I don't call it so much courage. And by the way, thank you for your very kind words. I hope I can live up to all of that. But
you have surpassed it, my dear.
Oh, thank you. But I never call it courage. It's more, I think that I've finally figured out that I really enjoy a good challenge. And I'm a very positive thinker. I figure a problem is only a problem until it's solved. And so when I set out to figure out how can I make these journeys, I just figure it out bit by bit and always trying to be safe so that I do come back and talk about it. But I, you know, it's nothing like a good old challenge to get you going in life, and somehow it's just solving that those problems a little at a time, till finally you've got the answer. Now you can go out and do it. Then you come back, and then you plan for something else. But you know, it's just sort of a continuing. It makes life exciting.
Well, and yeah. You guys, you're constantly keeping up. Like I said, you have your own gym in your house,
yes.
And then you guys are trucking miles and miles and miles all over, you know, the mountains around here to stay in shape.
Yes.
Do you plan to do more treks?
Oh, yes, we have many more planned. The fall of next year, we want to walk 1,500 miles across northern India to study the Indian cultures of that area.
Oh, we're just going to walk 1,500 miles. Oh, my goodness.
So we have many more plans.
So, Jackie, you I know you're a regular listener now, but you've never heard Helen and Bill before, huh?
No, I've never heard them. But like I said, when you have prepared all of us that love your show and you to listen, I just thought, well, I got to tune in to who this is because I'm just – and now I know what you were talking about. But, Martha, don't you wonder – and maybe Helen and Bill you already know, but I just kind of think, wow, I wonder what your past lives were and what you did. It's just, I mean, there's just kind of like this knowing within your being. It's so incredible.
Oh, I think they're both very old souls. Do you ever do any past life exploration,
no,
Helen and Bill? Does that even cross your radar?
I'm so busy dealing with my present life.
I was just going to say, I think you're too busy in this lifetime to care about what happened before.
No, I'm not too sure. I want to know what happened before.
Maybe she might not have been successful with that trek before, and she fell in the drink, and that's why she's doing it. Who knows? But you know, Jackie, I mean, in years past, I mean, for a number of years, what we did was, I mean, this is before Mike's time, it's before Kathy's time. Gary did that. What we did, Mike, we would clear the clock and move all the ads out of the way. So we'd have like 45 minutes at a time in each hour. And then, of course, it was before the studio was remodeled. So we were over there and Gary's over here. And then we'd set up a slide projector on the wall. And because that's what you do when they do Adventure Classroom, they go in with slides and pictures of all their treks. And we would do the slideshow. We do a slideshow on the radio. And we did the slideshow, and then Helen and Bill would tell the stories, and we'd describe the slides and all of that. We just had some great shows.
Lots of fun.
We should do another one, except this time put the slideshow on the internet so listeners can follow along.
And we've talked about that. It requires a little bit of tweaking, and so we'll have to talk about that
and plan that.
Yeah, last time we talked about it, it was several years ago, and it was still a little really difficult to get it all coordinated. But technology, I think, has probably improved enough now that we could do that. But because we thought it would be really cool to not only just have the slideshow in the studio, but then also have a way that people could tune on their computers and see the slideshow with us.
Piece of cake with our new video system.
Because
we can integrate video as well as like a PowerPoint or our slide presentation, and people can just go to the website, and instead of streaming audio, they can stream audio and video and capture the whole thing.
So would you be able to kind of advise us as how we could set that up? See, we have I told you he's the best in the business. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, Gary was a sports guy.
Yes.
You know, his heart was, you know, off doing the Mariners.
Didn't have a video system when
Gary was here. And we didn't have a video system when Gary was here. But we do now. Okay, cool. Well, that's fun. We can, now we'll just have to decide which slideshow we wanted. How many slideshows do you do for Adventure
Club? I've got three main programs now, but I'm developing a couple more.
Well, okay. Well, we'll start with the first three. We'll just do one at a time. Yeah. And let's go. Okay, cool.
We can plan
How
on
fun
that.
Is this? I mean, after 20-some years on the air now, we can go back with the latest technology and redo all this stuff even better.
That's right. And we can do more.
Yeah, and when you see the slides, I mean, it can... Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's just... Oh, that's exciting. Okay, we got more to... Woohoo!
Well, let us all know when you're going to do that, because I know I want to experience it, because it'll be like being there as an adventurer, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like living it again. And so, anyway, Jackie, thanks for your great comments and for calling Animal World.
Thank you for all your beautiful inspiration to everyone.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
All right. Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors and get back to the latest, the Sahara book, somebody wants to know, will you have a meet and greet and sell your book somewhere when the Charlie story comes out?
Yes, we'll plan on something like that. Don't have any definite plans now, but we'll figure on that.
Okay.
And we can let people know through your program.
Oh, yeah, we can promote it here for sure.
As soon as we get our plans together, we'll...
And I would imagine when you do Adventure Classroom, you bring books and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I think you're still doing it because you don't – obviously you can arrange an Adventure Classroom for Helen to come to the school and the classroom, but you will also come and do this for businesses or corporations. You'll do it for private –
sometimes private events and certainly corporate America, nonprofits. And in fact, the fees that I get – from corporations and nonprofits and so forth to actually support Adventure Classroom. That's how we support financially.
Yeah, so if you want, they can come do them in person for you. And we got people calling in that, of course, want to meet you, and I certainly understand that. We'll figure that out. And since you're up in Snow, we'll have to see. Because we'll have the annual blowout sale at Jones and Company Pets.
Oh, really?
I think that's in, that's like a Sunday in the first part of October or something. And we do a live broadcast.
Oh.
And so we'll be there. And
That would be a bit soon.
You could come and bring some the first three books and stuff.
Yep.
And that would be a way for people to meet you. So we'll see if maybe we might be able to work something out like that. So, all right, before we get back to more book discussion and if you want to give us a call and talk to Helen and Bill, you're welcome to 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569, or you can just call and tell Kathy what you want to know, and she'll handle it like she has been here. And we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it's our advertisers and sponsors that make it possible for us to do these kind of shows. And now I'm really excited because not only do I get 2 weeks off in a row, but we get to revisit the stories and the books and the slideshows, because now we got Mike and he knows how to do this. Because you know me, I'm kicking and dragging into this century, and I don't understand this stuff, but Mike does, so we're good now.
All right,
stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Adventure Classroom and Helen and Bill Thayer straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back Josie Varga with amazing and wonderful stories of divine visits.
On Saturday, Peter Ames Carlin talks about the life and times of Paul McCartney, a revealing look about the man, the music, and the mania.
Then in the second hour, we don't just talk about him, we play Paul McCartney music from the Beatles to Wings and beyond.
Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the third and final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. It's an adventure classroom. Helen and Bill Thayer are in the house, and I'm just so excited because we're gonna be able to finally do the slideshows again on the air the way we want, and you'll be able to share them at the same time, and so it's going to be even more fabulous than it was before. And we'll get back to our She-Ro. I love that, our She-Ro soon. But Mike just reminded me that we got another big anniversary today. What's going on?
It was an anniversary of another major walk where a guy by the name of Neil Armstrong walked on the moon 45 years ago today. Do you remember where you were, if you were?
Wow.
Remember this tune? I think this is about the era that it came out.
Everyone's gone to the moon.
Everyone's gone to the moon.
See, I'm good at naming that tune.
It was a classic, and of course it was a classic day for those of us who were around to remember.
I remember, you know, sitting in the TV room with my mom and dad and my brother and watching. You know, you watch them, it was kind of grainy, black and white, you know, and coming out of the space cap. And, of course, everybody's sitting and waiting, you know, to hear that it landed successfully and all that kind of stuff. And what you were out milking cows,
We had our dairy farm then out in Snohomish, and we delayed milking the cows that day because we had to sit and watch that. So the cows waited for us that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember where you were?
I do. I was... working in a restaurant, I was a cook.
And a cook?
That's right.
Oh,
and my job on Sundays was to cook fried chicken all day long.
Wow.
Huge ovens with huge black cast iron frying pans, and that's what I did for 8 hours, except for 20 or 30 minutes when it got close, we wheeled in a TV set and watched it.
Was it on Sunday that it happened?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the day.
At least that's my. It had to have been a Sunday because that's my recollection. And Sundays were the
Sunday
days that
was the day that you did
made chicken. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, how cool is that? Well, yeah. And he's still around, isn't he?
No, he just died.
No, he passed.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But Buzz Aldrin is still
Buzz
around.
Buzz is the one. I saw an interview.
He's working on a project to recapture memories of the moon landing. In fact, I read something where he's gotten famous people as well as regular people, just to sort of recall what they were doing and what their thoughts and emotions were that day.
Amazing.
45 years ago today.
And of course, then
has it been that long?
Well,
I guess it has.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's very exciting
time. But of course, then you've got the naysayers that think it was all a hoax.
Oh, well.
That's one of my favorite conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yeah.
I love conspiracy theories. Yeah, I don't believe in them, but I love it how they get going and create their own momentum.
And then when it first came out, they made you go back and it made you want to go back and look at the pictures
because
they talk about the photographs and how the footage on the moon was all faked and all of that.
I think they made a movie about it too.
Did they?
I don't remember. I don't think I saw it, but I think I remember reading about it or somebody telling me about it.
Oh, wow. Well, anyway. And we walked on the moon, so did we really need to spend all that money to do that?
Oh, it was about more than just walking on the moon.
Yeah,
it was about it was propaganda. Us versus the communists.
We had to get
Soviet
there
Union,
first.
Because they had a lead in the space race.
But I mean, in the bigger picture, does it really matter?
Oh, yeah. No, it was all about promoting the virtues of capitalism versus socialism and communism. It was a very big deal.
I didn't say it wasn't a big deal. Yeah. I'm just saying now, I mean, was it really worth it? And did we need to
I think
that?
So. I think we collected lots of data. And as a result, I think as we look into the universe to try to figure out the meaning of life, everything from the Big Bang theory, which was new, to, dark matter, black holes. I mean, all that was at least indirectly, in my opinion, a result of our thoughts and feelings towards exploring space and our origin.
Cool. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. It was Carl Sagan. I mean, he came out with, what's the name of his program? Billions and Billions.
I remember the voice. Yeah. I remember the voice.
But good stuff, yeah.
Well, so, Helen, have you ever had any desire to go walk on the moon?
Well, if somebody invited me, I'd go.
You'd go.
But they just don't invite me.
Our Shiro would be on the moon if somebody gives her an invitation. So,
I'd like to be up there looking down, but I'd want to come back.
That's important.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to afford the fare.
Yeah, to afford the fare. I can't afford the fare.
Pretty expensive right
now. Well, so who do we have to? Bill Gates, Paul Allen, are you guys going to the moon? You want to take Helen with you? So
I think Richard Branson from Virgin
Records
has something going on with space travel.
I think
somebody else does too.
I'll continue to plan our other expeditions, so I'm not expecting an invitation anytime soon.
All right. Well, let's see. We were talking about, the book you're going to write about your 4,000-mile trek across the Sahara Desert. You said it took 7 months?
Just over 7 months.
And you said, the reason it hasn't been written until now is because it was so difficult and so intense, and that to write the story, you have to relive it.
Yes.
And that you just couldn't do that.
No, it was just, there were two or three times where we just about didn't make it.
So more two or three times that you didn't do, because we have a number of times, two or three times on Polar Dream that you almost didn't make it.
Yeah.
And did we have any near-death experiences on Three Among the Wolves?
No, we managed to get through that
good
quite
with
well.
That. But there was you and Bill. You had a similar experience on the ice with the two of you and the
crossing a river.
That there were some dicey experiences up there.
Yeah, they were dicey, but we were able to get through them pretty good.
Yeah, and that was where we got to learn about your incredible relationship with each other and how you just know each other so well. You know what each other is thinking and what a well-oiled team you
are.
We
don't have to stop and discuss it. We just sort of
you just go into action and you survive. Yeah. So there was some dicey times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Three Among the Wolves, and of course there was a couple near death exposures in the Gobi Desert.
Oh yes.
But then you said there's a bunch of them in the Sahara.
Yeah, there was quite a few. We almost didn't make it.
And man. And now I'm also remembering, because not only have you trekked the Sahara, you've also done the Amazon.
Yes, 2,200 miles in the Amazon and vicinity of, the tributaries of Rio Negro and the Amazon.
Okay, and there's some near deaths down there, too.
Yeah, that could be pretty tough at times. And
We got shot at.
Yeah, so the first one I remember is you guys, you're in a canoe doing
kayaks. Inflatable.
Doing the Amazon.
It's not a lot of fun to be shot at when you're in an inflatable kayak.
and that's because you're in inflatable kayaks in the Amazon. And, of course, there's all kinds of predators in the water, not to mention
piranha
that will just eat your flesh right off your bones.
Yeah, they're not friendly.
Yeah. And so how'd you get shot at?
Well, they were illegal gold miners way up in the river. And we'd been warned about these people. and we came around the bend, and they saw us, and of course they like to eliminate anybody that they think might report them, so they shot at us. Well, fortunately we were going with the current, but we paddled. Olympic kayakers could not have kept up with us. We were brilliant, and we got away without being hit, because we were, you know, if our kayaks had been penetrated by bullets, well, we would have been done. So, but we got away from that okay. But that was pretty hair-raising. That was a bit scary. And then another time we were attacked by a swarm of bees.
Well, that's what I remember. You're in your kayaks going down there, up or down the Amazon, whichever you're going, and a swarm of killer bees.
Yes, came at
us. Is coming straight at
yes.
you.
So then we had to dive into the water.
So, yeah, what's your choice? Stay there, stay up above the water with killer bee swarm, or jump in the water with piranhas.
Yeah. But we've learned over the years that you deal with the problem of the moment, worry about other problems another time.
So you decided to jump in the drink with the piranhas.
The piranhas didn't get us. We were able to, because that was the way to get the bees off, to go in the water, because they don't do water well at all. So we got the bees off that way. And then, of course, the anaphylactic reaction started to set in because we were stung so many, many times. And so we managed to get ourselves back into our kayaks, but we had the EpiPen, you know, for the...
So you did have the EpiPen?
Yes.
Did you both have to use one?
Yes. We carry that sort of thing everywhere we go on expeditions, everywhere.
Man, it's unbelievable what you guys have been through. Unbelievable.
But we were stung so many times, it was very, very bad. It's water. Wow. Water got rid of the bees.
But and I think you went back again, didn't you? I mean, you've done the Amazon
back again.
Like, what are you guys thinking?
Well, it's such an interesting place. It's so many wonderful animals and birds, and just an amazing place.
Yeah, you just get shot at once in a while and attacked by killer bees and into the water with piranhas. Now, do you think were you just protected at that moment that there didn't happen to be any piranhas at that point
piranha,
of the river, or what was the deal?
Piranha tend to be in the more still water. They like it rather still. And if you're aware there's a reasonable current, they probably won't be there. And so we were probably, although, you know, looking back, there wasn't much of a current. We were really in an area where we're actually looking at fruit bats hanging off the bushes. And so we were fairly still. So there could have been piranha there, but we were fortunate that day that they weren't interested in us.
Well, yeah, amazing, amazing. Does that cover most of your major treks? Except for recently, the recent years, in the last 10 years, you've been going back and forth to Africa a lot.
Yes, we've spent a lot of time in Africa in recent years.
Because we've had you on related to all of those trips, and that's when you go into the middle of nowhere.
Yes,
we
go
natives.
Way off the tourist route. We're not near the tourist routes at all. And we go way back and live with the tribes, the Maasai, the Datoga, the Bushmen, and we're accepted into the tribes, again, because of our age. Yeah, we're elders, and they respect that. If we were much younger, we wouldn't be allowed to go in. And so we go in, we live with them, those people, we actually have some amazing photography from Africa, because living with the tribes, they know which animals you can be around and which ones you can't. For instance, we spent 2 weeks around a 14-member lion pride up quite close, because the Maasai knew that they would be safe. There was another pride not too far away. They said, no, we don't go near them. They know where to go and where not to go. And, of course, we're always in the company of a Maasai tribesman with a spear, and that they just know where to go. So we're able to get up very close to the animals and observe them and learn their ways. And even we learned the expression on a lion's face, what it was thinking, whether it was going to be hunting or whether it was angry or, you know, just was sleepy, sleeping off a meal or something. And it was just very, very interesting.
Well, this is exciting, because I'm so excited now to have Mike with us, and that we'll be able to talk to him. And we'll find out how much prep time do we need to really put these together.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
And then we have to look at Bill and Helen's schedule and when you're in town. And then we'll get these shows scheduled, because I'll tell you, because I think there's a lot of Jackies out there that they're regular listeners now, but they haven't been with us for the last 20 years.
No, that's right.
And they weren't here for the slideshows. And of course, we did all of the slideshows on the air, and we just had a ball. And that's why I say Helen and Bill are the most popular guests ever, because our audience just went nuts for you guys. Mm-hmm. But that was the request. How can we do this and be able to see, so we could share the actual slides with everybody? And so that's what we can do now. Mike says piece of cake. So we'll check that out.
We'll get it done.
And now here's another question. Do you know how many miles you've logged in all your adventures overall combined?
Well, it's way, way over 40,000 now.
40,000 miles on your little footsies?
Yes. The feet are still doing well. We've still got good base.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know there's been some little quirks along the ways. I don't think have there been any serious injuries during any of the treks.
No,
we've had all the near death experiences.
We've been able to avoid injury. We're pretty careful. We're very aware that we're just a 2-person team, and that help is not very close. And so we need to be careful. We're aware of, and I'm an EMT, so we take the appropriate first aid kits. But the thing is, don't get hurt in the first place. And so we're careful. But we've managed to avoid injury on the expeditions.
But there was a few years ago when we were doing shows, you Helen were hobbling in here.
Yes.
Because wasn't there a car accident? Yeah, right here at home is where you got hurt.
It was just a few miles from home. We're safe on the expeditions. We'd come home, almost get killed in the car accident, and that caused problems. But I was finally put back together, and everything is fine again. And Bill's just been through a logging accident. He's the one that's limping right now.
I was going to say, Bill had a cane with him this time, because what happened to poor boat to Bill?
Well, we have 12 acres, and we have a lot of woods, and Bill was just sort of tidying up some trees. We don't cut things down. We just neaten things up. But there was this one tree that was really being awkward, and I was just flunky that day. I'm just helping. I turn around. All of a sudden, here is this yell, and then here's the chainsaw is flying through the air. He got rid of that. But the tree, part of the tree came down.
Uh-oh.
And he is pretty agile, and he jumped away, but it caught his left leg. And so he has some nerve damage now, so he's working to get rid of that. So that's exercises and walking and doing all that sort of thing and getting rid of that now.
Man, and that's at 87. He's pretty agile and jumps
very,
out of the way. And
very
just
agile.
Just got a little bit
ticked
here.
If he wasn't as agile and athletic as he is, he would have been killed.
Well, sure, I can imagine. But the even closer calls have been right here close to home. You guys are still planning more tracks.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We have to stay on time now because we are approaching the end of this week's show. So stay where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show. And remember, without them, we can't do this. So listen. Pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are as Animal World continues straight ahead. We'll find out what the future plans are for Adventure Classroom and Helen and Bill Thayer right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com. For more information.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? a dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find canine caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell Snohomish area. You can also find canine caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pets' needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at sierrafishandpets.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, and most sorry because it's been a Helen and Bill Thayer Sunday, which is always special, but we're as we speak, planning great shows to come, and we are going to honor the phone callers at this point and go to Seattle somewhere. And Carlene, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Helen and Bill Thayer.
Good morning.
Morning, Carlene. How are you?
Good morning. Just great. And Helen and Bill, I'm one of the lucky ones who has been privileged enough to hear, I think, almost everyone, if not everyone, of your programs with Martha, including the slideshows.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I really, really appreciate your life path. I just think you are just a tremendous woman.
And yeah. Even though you couldn't see the slides, Carlene, we did a pretty good job, didn't we?
We did a pretty good job. It was exciting. But here's my question, and this is a big one. I don't know how much you can go into any details, because I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts on this topic. I am wondering from your vast experience with Bill in questions and on that.
Okay, I'm going to...
And the second question, and this is really important, the people that you have become a part of in your travels, the small groups that are losing their hold on existence, the languages that are disappearing, I think one every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna. I'm sorry, Carlene, because the connection is bad, so you're really grainy. But I do appreciate the question. So Carlene wants to know about the mass extinction of animals, and then also what's happening with the small sex of the human population. Have you got what do you have to say about all of that?
We see animals being threatened wherever we go. For instance, the Gobi bear. They say there's only 35 of them left. They think they're not even sure of that. And but this human poaching is just amazing. In Africa, it's just absolutely appalling. We've seen elephants and a beautiful big animal laying down dead, and its face and tusks are cut off just to get the ivory. A total waste of the animal. And of course, as the Chinese market gets stronger because people have more money there, they're anxious to buy all these. This ivory for various things, and then they believe in the various parts of animals for things such as aphrodisiacs and other potents. So they're going out as people who actually hire the natives to go out, and they'll shoot, kill any way they can these valuable animals without any thought to whether they're driving them to extinction. It doesn't matter. It's just how much money can all of these people make. And, of course, the local people, they make very little money, so it's a huge temptation. We don't blame the local people. You can't really blame them. It's the people above them who are paying all of this money for these animals to be killed.
So do you see in your tracks, do you see the problem getting better or worse? Or
in many cases, it's getting worse as overseas markets are buying more and more. It's getting worse because of that. But then there are other places where they are protecting animals, and you do see the return of species that are almost extinct. And there is great care in many places, but then in others it's just mayhem. They just elephants just kill them off, and the lions just kill them off. In fact, in many places in Africa, they're putting out poison carcasses to kill the lions. Well, of course, all other species eat those poison carcasses, and they too die. So it's just a.
I'm thinking on a positive note. I'm thinking like the Snow Leopard Trust, who we've had on the air, but they're doing some really phenomenal work.
Yes, people like those are doing extremely good
because they're
educating
jobs. The natives in the area where the snow leopards are, where it used to be that they'd want to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're educating them to their value, to the benefit of the tourist trade. And then you can go on the Snow Leopard Trust website, and what they do is they have the natives in the areas making, they're even making cat toys and slippers and all kinds of things that are native to that particular area, and then they're selling them over here through the trust. And so it's an income for these people. So it's worth it to protect the snow leopard. Mm-hmm.
Groups like that are doing a good job, but then there are others, other animals that don't have organizations that are protecting them at all. It's just how many can we kill to make money? And that's about it.
Yeah. So I don't know that there's a whole lot we can say about that other than it's going on. If you dwell on, I will tell you from a metaphysical level, if you dwell on that, if you worry about it, if you angry about it and all of that, you only add to the problem and make it worse. So the only thing we can do is work on ourselves, which reflects and around us and pray and visualize, as Helen says, and see it all getting better and working to better it all without the anger and the fear.
Well,
and
we also see down the Amazon, we've seen places where parts of that valuable rainforest is just clear cut. And it's people who are going in, they hire the natives again to cut the trees down. Well, when they cut the trees down, you not only lose the trees, but you lose habitat for birds and various animals and So on and on it goes. It just is.
Well, and I think
everywhere.
There's something about the ecological balance of the planet,
that's
too.
Right.
And
we need
the
that.
Rainforests and these old growth forests and the rainforest mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff.
We need that
rainforest.
I mean,
we really are messing with Mother Nature on a lot of those
oh,
levels.
We are in many,
oh,
many
well,
ways.
We got Mike's attention now.
I just want to just contribute that the Amazon also controls much of the world's weather.
That's what yes. I'm. Yeah, that's what I was intimating.
And they're
there.
Changing it by cutting the. And we've actually flown over.
And how does that happen related to the weather? Can
well, it's close to the equator, so there's a lot of winds that high altitude winds mm-hmm. that moves through there. Then also with all the plant life, it contributes to it sucks down carbon, and in the process of that, it also affects weather. Plus, contributes oxygen to the world supply.
So we really, as a human species, need to be waking up all over
oh, yeah.
the planet.
Destroying the Amazon is devastating.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will change the weather. And we have actually, in order to get to the places where we want to go in the Amazon, we've flown over a large part of it. And sometimes we'll fly an hour and it's all clear cut. And that's a lot of trees that have lost. And of course, all those there are species of creatures living who have lived in the Amazon. They're extinct ever before they're found. They've proved that it's we're losing things before we even find them.
Yeah.
So it's a serious problem.
And it's kind
problem.
Of amazing. They still have once in a while run into a small culture of humans
oh, yes.
that have
mm-hmm.
never been discovered before mm-hmm. and how different their life is when they haven't been exposed.
Yeah, and we're supposed to leave them alone too, but I don't think that happens.
No.
It's getting a bit better now, but in times past it was ridiculous. This is why a lot of languages are lost, because they were forbidden to speak their own language and worship in their own way. They had to change things. But these governments now are keeping outsiders away to some extent, but it's still not. If there's gold, if, say, the Yanomamis are sitting on deposits of gold, then people will go in and take that gold right from out underneath them.
Wow. So what's coming up? Any treks planned?
Yes, we want to walk 1,500 miles across northern India next year to study the northern cultures
there. You guys
are
amazing.
And then I'd like to, we actually have already planned to walk the Dinakil Desert in northeast Ethiopia.
Oh.
But the problem is people have come over from Somalia and there's a big war going on there now. So that's had to be put on hold for a while. And that's the problem. World politics are really changing our plans to where we plan something. And just before we go, that a war starts, and so some sort of serious conflict where we might not be safe, so then we have to put it on hold and go somewhere else.
And you guys are courageous, but you're not stupid.
No, we don't want to be stupid, no.
And as part of the slideshow, when that comes to be, I'd like to see pictures of your passports. I bet those are darn interesting. All of them through the years.
That's right. Yes, we've been a lot of places through the years. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, how fun is that going to be? Well, I just can't tell you. What a pleasure it has been to connect again and have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
And,
certainly our pleasure. We enjoy our time with you.
So we will be powwowing off the air, folks.
Yes.
Helen and I will look at calendars and their schedules coming up. And we, of course, will plan a show to launch the Charlie's book.
Yes.
Now, will there be an adventure classroom slideshow for Charlie's book?
Yes, I'll develop one for his.
Mm-hmm. And so if that's going to be done, well, we can do that on the book launch, mm-hmm. or we can just do the book something else, and then we'll figure out how frequent we can put you into the schedule mm-hmm. that you're going to be around, and we'll work with Mike. I guess we'll keep Mike around now. Yeah, he's worth it. If he get our
without
slide
him,
shows.
We won't be able to do
we'll
it.
Keep
just
you, Mike.
Don't do the show when I go on vacation, okay?
Well, no, we won't do that. Do you ever go on vacation? You haven't yet.
I do. I do often. I only work part-time, so during the week I'm traveling just about every other week.
Well, you usually are here, though.
But I've got a big trip scheduled probably in the fall.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know when?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, so we'll coordinate
we'll
with
talk.
Mike as well.
We'll talk.
Okay. All right.
I'll have
well,
your people talk to my people.
Oh, yeah. Do you have people?
No.
I took him either.
But if we did,
our people would talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
In the meantime, you're back to basics.
Because my
talk
people
to each
are
other.
In cat suits and a dog suit. So, all righty then. Well, what a pleasure it has been. I can't wait for our next time together in the launch of Charlie's story And our Shiro will be back in the studio. And I got to tell you, we got normal programming coming up today. Normal programming today, that means an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And then next week, it is the last Sunday of July already. Can you believe it? The last Sunday of July already? Phew, time is just flying. We'll have Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And that, of course, is Kathy and Christy Legale's thing now. So they'll check in with all our regular rescues and sanctuaries, but they've been working their little tails off to plan all kinds of features and information to share and interviews and all that good stuff. So be here next week to support them and to find out what they've got in store. And then the following week, August 3rd, we're all taking the day off. Well, that, of course, except for Mike. He's got to be here and run the show. It is exclusive live coverage of the 2014 Albert Lea Appliance Cup. So Hydros and Blue Angels are taking over the studio. Kathy and I will be taking the day off, and I hope you enjoy all of that. So, I won't talk to you for 2 weeks, but I got to say, Helen and Bill, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
And so no trips planned out of the country until
next year.
The trek across northern India.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
right.
That's next year, like approximately when to when?
Next fall. Fall of next year.
Fall of 2015.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll have to talk about What is northern India all about? And
it's a desert and lowlands, and then finally the Himalayas.
Yeah, I wondered if the Himalayas would
start over by the border of Pakistan, go through the Thar Desert or the Great Indian Desert, and then into lowlands, and then into the Himalayas to the source of the Ganges River.
All right, so we got lots of programming to go. We'll have to just hang around for another 20 years or so.
That's
just
right.
To cover what you guys are doing. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Ahmad. Have fun next week, you guys. Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Bill. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. And I guess I'll talk to you again in 3 weeks.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.